mainly electricity. Not,
well,
not
like
an
oil
electric,
lamp. Yeah,
oil
like
lamp,
an oil lamp.
Oil lamp, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or instead of oil, you might burn.
I don't know. Do they use? I don't think they use kerosene, do they?
Well, some people do. It's a pretty smelly alternative.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Kerosene. Yeah.
Now, people in England burn a lot of a black substance in their fireplaces instead of wood. Do you know what that is?
Peat.
Well, something that's
carbon.
Yeah, blacker than peat, I would say.
Blacker than peat.
They do burn.
I've known what it was too.
It causes a lot of pollution too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think even the electric company still burns it. I think they use it on trains too, on like steam trains. And a bed that you make on the floor is called a
pallet.
Uh-huh. Yep. And what is the name for a heavy bed cover?
A quilt.
Okay.
A comforter.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a sugan?
What?
A sugan.
How do you spell it?
S-U-G-A-N.
You know, I just read something about something
really?
Like that. Yes. And where did I read it? S-U-G-A-N. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, do you know what it is?
And I don't remember what it is.
Well, it's according to us, it's a range blanket. And
what
I think
is?
It's like a Colorado term, like on the range.
Yeah,
where it gets really
I read
cold.
Something. I read some stories about it. And I think that's where it was. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's
read
really
something
funny.
In the last day or two. S-U-G-A-N. That's right.
Yeah, that's great.
If I see where it is, I'll
yeah,
call you and tell
me.
You.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, because that's interesting.
Maybe before you leave, I'll see where it is.
Yeah, that's great. A covering for a pillow is a...
Pillow slip?
Mm-hmm. And if the light goes out, you have to change
the light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on
TV?
Mm-hmm. Or the long version of that is...
Television?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you want to protect your clothes when you're cooking, you wear...
An apron.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your...
Coat?
Mm-hmm. And what's a cloth that you use to blow your nose with?
A handkerchief.
What's something similar that you would use to wipe the sweat off your brow?
You might bandana?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And the clothes that you wear to work in the garden are called?
Gardening clothes.
Okay. How about the shoes?
And... I usually wear pads to garden in.
Okay. And how about clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Off-season clothes.
Yeah, very good.
That's what I always call them.
That's great, because you're the first person to say that. I'm
really?
Glad somebody said something different for once.
Yeah.
That's good.
In fact, we have a wardrobe that we had built, because, you know, having a duplex and we don't have a lot of extra closets, so we
yeah.
have a wardrobe. It is really neat,
mm-hmm.
and we put our off-season clothes out there. You know,
oh,
we
that
put
is
winter
neat.
Clothes out there now, and then
yeah.
we bring them in and put the summer clothes out there during the winter. So, it's really neat.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What do you wear to protect your hands?
Gloves.
Mm-hmm. How about to protect your head from the sun?
A hat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And men's pants are called what?
Slacks?
Would you call them slacks?
Or pants.
Okay.
Some they call slacks.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as trousers?
Trousers.
Now, is trousers a word that could apply to women, or is it just men's pants?
Usually it's men's.
Mm-hmm. And men keep their pants up with an elastic.
Suspenders?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hardly ever see anybody wear suspenders anymore, do you?
They're making a comeback.
They are?
But mostly in a...
Or
on the dance
young
floor.
Men, huh?
Well, mostly on the dance floor. It's a style thing.
So,
it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, swing.
Really not a necessity, just...
It's really just to look cool.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat? Or that you make?